North Korea appears ready to launch a controversial three-stage rocket, perhaps as early as tomorrow. Last month, North Korea said it would launch a satellite into orbit sometime between the 4th and 8th of April. The problem is that satellite would be carried by a long-range rocket that's similar to an intercontinental ballistic missile. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul.
As North Korea edges ever closer to a rocket launch, President Obama, meeting with European leaders this week, has several times called the planned launch provocative. Today, in a joint news conference with French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Mr. Obama said the launch would, in his words, put enormous strain on the international diplomatic process designed to rid North Korea of nuclear weapons.
Should North Korea decide to take this action, we will work with all interested parties in the international community to take appropriate steps to let North Korea know that it can't threaten the safety and security of other countries with impunity.
North Korea insists this rocket launch is purely civilian in nature and is designed only to put a satellite in orbit. But many specialists in the U.S. believe there are similarities between the satellite launch rocket and a military Taipodong 2 intercontinental ballistic missile. The process of placing a satellite in orbit and deploying a nuclear warhead are also similar. The uneasiness over this rocket launch has sparked much speculation about whether military measures should be taken to stop it. A few days ago, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates all but ruled out the use of American missile interceptors against the North Korean rocket. But the rocket will fly over Japanese territory, and the Japanese government has sent warships that carry missile interceptors toward the North Korean coast. The North Korean government reacted sharply to that step. If Japan loses discretion and commits an act of interception against our peaceful satellite, a newsreader on North Korean television said this week, then our People's Army will mercilessly impose a resolute fire of revenge on major targets, as well as the interceptor ships that have already been deployed. The reaction in South Korea has been anything but heated. There are certainly many here who oppose the North Korean launch, including South Korea's president, Lee Myung-bak. Lee said in London today he believed the North Koreans would go ahead with the launch, perhaps as early as Saturday. But the wider public in South Korea is not greatly concerned about it, says Ed Reed, the representative of the Asia Foundation in Seoul.
It's not clear that the threat of testing a long-range missile by North Korea or launching a satellite by North Korea adds a lot to that level of tension or unease that South Koreans are feeling.
Reed believes that the North Koreans are far more interested in sending a signal to the United States.
They don't see this missile launch as something aimed at South Korea or threatening them directly, but more aimed at having an impact on their negotiating position with the United States, and perhaps a strong statement to their own people that their country has reached the level of an advanced state that can actually join the space age and the club of countries that launch satellites.
President Obama met with South Korea's President Lee yesterday, and the two agreed to take the issue to the UN Security Council if the North goes through with the launch. North Korea has said that in that case it would end its participation in the international talks designed to rid it of its nuclear weapons program. But a senior South Korean intelligence official said today on Background he did not believe North Korea would make good on that threat. With time, this official said, North Korea would return to the negotiating table, but he added, it could take many months. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.